Shalom Aleichem, everyone. For the last few shiurim, we've been discussing various methods that supermarkets and restaurants use to obtain produce in a Shemitah year. These are methods that various kashrus organizations look for and use, again, in order to get us fruits and vegetables and grains in a Shemitah year. And so far, we've discussed five possible methods. Just to review, we've discussed obtaining produce from the sixth year, that's called Shana Shishis, produce that was grown in the sixth year, not the seventh year. We discussed matzah menutak, produce that is grown detached from the ground. We discussed yevu michutz laaretz, produce imported from chutz laaretz. And we discussed obtaining produce from the Arava region in Israel, because again, for the purposes of Shemitah, those areas do not have Kedusha. And finally, we discussed yevul nochri, produce that is grown in Israel, but grown on farms that are owned by non-Jews. And as we've mentioned again and again, all of the methods that are used to obtain produce on a mass scale, each one has advantages and each one has challenges. And in today's shiur, I'd like to discuss, Emet Hashem, another method of obtaining produce in a Shemitah year. And this method, again, has advantages and disadvantages. And this method is called Otsar Beis Din. The word Otsar means a warehouse or a storage facility. So Otsar Beis Din refers to produce that is harvested by Beis Din, by agents of Beis Din, by representatives of Beis Din, and not by the Jewish owner themselves. A little bit of background. The Tosefta in the 8th Perek of Maseches Shvi'is says that Beis Din used to send representatives to the fields during the harvest time. And those representatives were paid by the Beis Din to harvest the produce in those fields in the regular manner. And they would store that produce in the warehouses of Beis Din. And then they would distribute that produce to each and every person according to his or her family's needs. And so that's Otsar Beis Din. The Beis Din does the harvesting and the storing and not the Jewish farmers. It's the Beis Din, it's not necessarily the Dayanim of the Beis Din, it's representatives of the Beis Din. They do the harvesting, they do the storing, and it's not the farmers themselves. And the Chazon Ish, in the 12th parak of Maseches Shvi'is, says, based on the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Behar, that the representatives of the Beis Din are able to work the field in the usual manner, in the regular manner, because the Isser against working your field during the Shemitah year applies only to the owner of the field and not to the Beis Din. And there's lots to talk about that philosophically. Why is that allowed? But on a halachic level, that's what the Chazon Ish says, based on the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Behar. So I want to talk about who holds like that, but just quickly, I'll just mention that if you want to purchase produce from Otsar Beis Din, you have to remember that the produce itself has Kedusha, and the produce itself is Hefker. And what that means is as follows. First of all, produce collected and distributed by an Otsar Beis Din has Kedusha Shvi'is. It's grown in Israel on fields owned by Jewish farmers. That's what Kedusha Shvi'is is. And therefore, produce that you purchase with an Otsar Beis Din must be treated like all produce with Kedusha. And we've discussed this in previous shiurim. For example, you can't discard it in the usual manner, it can't be misused, etc. That also means that it cannot be bought, can't be sold. We discussed in previous shiurim, you can't buy and sell produce with Kedusha Shvi'is. It's Hefker. So how do you buy produce from Otsar Beis Din? The answer is that we're not paying for the produce. The produce is free. It's Hefker. What we are paying for is the cost of the labor, of the collecting, of the transporting. We're also paying for storage, we're paying for refrigeration, we're paying for distributing the produce. And so that's Otsar Beis Din. It has Kedusha, and it is Hefker, and you're paying for other things, the labor behind the produce, you're not paying for the produce itself. Again, that's Otsar Beis Din, and many Rishonim quote this Tosefta LaHalacha. In other words, many Rishonim say that having Beis Din harvest and store produce in a Shemitah year is completely, completely mutter. I will say that some people hold that the Rambam did not permit Otsar Beis Din, but the Chazon Ish says that the Rambam does hold, like the Tosefta, and does allow Otsar Beis Din. So regarding Otsar Beis Din, Rav Kook, he revived the use of Otzar Beis Din in the year 5670, which was the Shemitah year of 1909-1910 in Eretz Yisrael. And the Chazon Ish did as well. He revived it in Eretz Yisrael in the year 5705, which was 1944-1945. And today, many supermarkets offer Otzar Beis Din produce, and many organizations like Otzar Haaretz today help people obtain Otzar Beis Din produce. And the advantages of obtaining produce through Otzar Beis Din are clear. Jewish farmers can keep their fields, they can work their fields as agents, as representatives of Beis Din. They can make some money in a Shemitah year. Again, they can get paid for their labor, for storing the produce, etc. They can't get paid for the produce itself. In addition, another advantage is that the produce can be harvested as usual and stored as usual. And money can exchange hands completely without thinking about Shemitah, because again, that money does not acquire Kedusha. However, like every solution for obtaining produce in a Shemitah year, the method of Otzar Beis Din has its challenges as well. First of all, an Otzar Beis Din has to be set up legitimately. In other words, the money really has to go towards the cost of the labor, of harvesting, of storing, etc. It can't go to the produce itself. And this is often hard to do on an industrial level. And that's why people do rely on other organizations like Otzar Haaretz to make sure that it's a true and legitimate and certified Otzar Beis Din procedure. Another challenge to the solution of Otzar Beis Din is that it applies only to the collection of the produce and not the planting. Therefore, Beis Din was never allowed to plant produce. They could only collect it, harvest it. And therefore, it could only apply to fruit all year, because fruit does grow all year. And it can only apply to vegetables in the beginning of the Shemitah year. Because once the vegetable supply runs out, Otzar Beis Din will not allow, they're not going to be able to allow new planting. And so that means that the vegetable supplies will begin to diminish as the year goes on. So that is a summary of Otzar Beis Din, advantages and disadvantages. And next time, Bli Neder, we will discuss Heter Mechira, Emir Tzashem. In the meantime, have an amazing day, everyone.